Whenever I get a text from a random number and it's in Android, I just assume it's spam.
Cooking.
Spam never has an iPhone. You notice that?
Looking to do a quick intro and keep talking about spammy.
Welcome back to the South Shore Boys podcast. I am your host, Logan O'Brien, joined as always by my two normal about their dick falling off co-hosts, Scott Sweeney and Dan Hall, and a guy that barely fucking notices when his dick falls off, Tyler Swain, everybody.
He writes my lines and insults me for it.
And we're
like,
joined.
You say you have a small dick. And I'm like, I have a small dick. He's like, this guy's got a fucking small dick over here.
It's canon now.
Yeah.
By the way, he did do that to me, y'all.
And we got Jay Martin here.
I was just here 2 weeks ago. Wow. What's up?
We gotta start keeping track. It's you and Monica and maybe Tilson are the most returning.
Sean probably has a bunch too.
Papa.
Papa.
Also, I forgot to do this the last few episodes, but we are proudly sponsored by Canteen Vodka Soda. If you can, you teen.
Also, let's do it up top. April 18th, baby.
April 18th, come out to the White Bull Tavern to see a live stand-up comedy slash.
We'll all be there, dude. Let's go.
Jay will be there.
Jay will probably be there.
Yeah.
You never know with this guy.
Never know. Never
pop
know.
Up a lot.
He's all over
What's
the place.
What's this show need? Another white guy.
Who kind of looks like you already?
Who also kind of looks like me?
We got five white guys.
Yeah.
And one podcast. I'm in a prison of my own making.
But did you? You ever notice that though? If you get a text from a spam number, it's always an Android.
Yeah,
you spam people. They
I think it's an Apple.
I think it's a computer. Probably that's why.
It's like an SMS PC. Message.
But you think they?
Well, why is
they
it on a
text,
Mac?
Yeah, they could do it from a MacBook.
True.
Yeah.
Do you have a text from a Mac?
I think
Mac?
It's too traceable, and this
I don't
isn't
want
evidence.
That.
I do that a lot.
No.
I think I'm that's editing. Fucked up when people do that. Yeah. Texting from a computer. That's text cheating.
Yes.
Because like, I have a friend, Flan, who just fires off so many texts because he's on the computer, and it's like, this is fucked up.
When I have an idea, I get going. I send like 37 texts in the group.
Yeah, but...
But like they're like one-word texts. I'm like, first off, what we're going to do is we're going to do this.
I like that texting style a lot. I'd rather that than a big block.
Really? I like a big block.
A big block, I go, I'll read it
I'll
later.
Read this later. Yeah, fucking
See
big
you
block.
Later. What are we, in a fight with my girlfriend? Yeah. What the fuck's going on?
What, dissect this and email you back later
no,
on?
No, if you send a bunch of texts, I get like fucking irritated. I'm like, oh my God, stop. Like, I'm too many fucking texts.
Yeah, especially if it's not all.
Oh, okay.
You just poo-pooed how I said it.
If it's all like a bunch of different topics, it's just like, I don't know what to respond to. I'm just like.
Yeah. Where are you guys on voice memos?
No.
Never.
No.
Me. That is psychotic behavior.
Yeah.
I got one the other day from an anonymous comedian who, will remain anonymous.
I was like, you didn't know who it was?
It was Kevin Quigley, and he was like, this is how you should do your joke. And I was like, who the fuck is this?
Wait, was it really?
It was on Instagram voice memo.
He was telling you
he told
how
you
to do your joke?
Yep.
That you posted a clip of him guessing?
Yeah.
So the joke's in the can.
It's the sandwich thing, and he
it's
said...
It's the sandwich?
It's the incredibly viral joke that you have.
Well,
he's telling you
he
how
gave
to
me
fix
a,
your
he
sandwich?
Gave me something like a while ago that the... Which is what everyone says is that the guy who died was also the guy who ordered the sandwich.
I saw
and I said this that. Isn't a Seinfeld episode, is what I said. I said my life is not Seinfeld, Kevin. And then he said, 2 years ago you told me your life wasn't Seinfeld, but everyone seems to also want you to do that. And I was like, I said I won't bend my knee to the web.
No, of course you're never affected by any of the comments. That's you. You sound
oh
strong.
Yeah, I'm less negative than I was yesterday, and I'm not
fuck
that self-deprecating. So
a day a bunch of people told us we ripped off Dazzled, and I'm like, well, first of all, that's a remake of a older movie of the same idea. But yeah, there's also been plenty of episodes of TV and shit that just have the idea of making a deal with the devil. It's not like people can
it's
reuse
a time
ideas.
Travel Hitler joke. It's like.
Yeah.
It's like a street joke of a sketch, but like,
yeah.
You know, that's I like those
our
types
own
of sketches.
Twists.
Come Soda sketch I made was very pretty publicly. People were like, this is on South Park. And I watched the South Park episode. It's not. It's different.
Yeah. They just
drink real cum.
They drink.
This is just soda.
Got South
it tastes
Park,
like cum.
They drink butter.
Family
cum.
Guy.
Always,
I think you should leave.
Always Sunny.
Yeah. Always Sunny. Bedazzled. Whatever that is.
Throw that in there too.
It's like a very mediocre comedy starring Brendan Fraser and Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Reddit. But I'm on.
I love it.
I'm on it the most.
It's that's also the place where we got the most positive engagement.
Yeah.
Remember when you posted that video about how people on Reddit are unreasonable?
Yeah.
And then the people of Reddit.
I've never
responded.
Seen something get downvoted quicker.
Yeah.
It had like -5 downvotes. I was like, I should probably take this off the web.
I have a guy who's following me around Reddit from different subreddits. He's just following my account because he told me that I should not only be responding. He was telling me how to use Reddit. He goes, you should not only respond to negative comments about your video. And I said, fuck you. And, then, and now everything I post, no matter where it is, he finds me. His name is like Schmegma something. And he's been finding me and he's been like, hey, this sucks. The acting needs work. This part's good. This part sucks. And I was like, dude, stop.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. He seems like a bad boy.
Hey.
Metal Free Video Drugs.
Oh, yeah, they okay.
Have they passed?
Yeah, I'm like concerned.
I haven't heard from them in so long.
I thought the old Dirty Boston people were used to like put her on.
They would, yeah. I've popped into that a few times. But
everyone from the old Dirty Boston world dies in a fatal way.
Is this true?
Yeah.
What happened to that big comedy show they were doing?
The one with the bananas?
No, not that. That place that, what's it called?
The one with the bananas. Banana.
Up in the taco place.
Yeah, what's it called?
The Ding Ho.
The Ding Ho, whatever. Oh. The Ding Ho.
Ding Ho went out of.
There was 75 posts
apart
about it. Yeah, well, I bet it's because he was charging like $25 on a Monday. Yeah. Actually, you know what?
Jason,
fucking dude, I'm going in there. I'm be like, let me run a free show here on
gun?
The, during the week.
He bringing a
he
gun?
Left his own show. When I was there, he bragged about the show on social media for a week straight and then left his own show, which was basically an open mic.
Yeah,
I like
pretty
a
cool
shit talking app.
Sure. You haven't had one in a while.
No, I think he's a really cool guy, but I'm just saying like, I just want what happened at the Ding Ho.
The yeah. Ding Ho.
I'm swinging in, dude. I'm going to hit him up. I'm going to be like, let me run a
what
free
stand-up
show
stood out?
On Ding Mondays ho? Or Tuesdays. Oh, Tuesdays maybe if Bell doesn't come back. Oh, yeah. But, okay. I don't want to really.
Don't air that, yeah. But does Dirty Nellies have an upstairs?
Yeah, but it's like not open anymore.
Let's it was a there was
and,
a
clean and it wouldn't be good for comedy.
There was a mic there,
Clean Nellies comedy
during,
show.
During COVID upstairs. It was the green dragon was at Dirty Nellies.
Yeah, I just don't see that room being like good for stand. It's so like bougie and like
it's small. All
right, this is gay. Let's talk about something fun.
Okay.
Wait,
Amanda Bynes was fucked by Dan Schneider.
Yeah,
that's what fun. Everyone thinks when they think fun. Let's go.
She got slimed.
Yeah,
that's good.
Just kidding.
But yeah, the new doc on Max.
I'm liking it.
Have you is this like a horrific thing that I just said she got slimed about? What I didn't see it yet.
No.
Well, just gross.
Don't worry about it.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, something about the Kids' Choice Awards.
Jeez.
The kids have no choice.
There's a part when they're showing Amanda Bynes grow up, and then she's like, I'm 12, I'm 14, I'm 16, I'm 17.
I'm fucking crazy.
And then they cut.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on.
No more footage found.
Because she's getting cuter as she's growing up.
Well, that is weird.
He said a similar thing in that instance. Yeah. He goes, oh, they're activating her.
But that is
shut
weird because
down.
She was in Easy A when she was
oh,
of
yeah.
age.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Is that the one with the lady from
the two-time
Emma
Best
Stone.
Actress winner, Emma Stone.
Oh, she won twice?
She won for Poor Things and
I didn't
for
see this.
La
I didn't
La
see
La
the, this year's Oscars.
You didn't?
Rogan said something about you're not supposed to watch them anymore. I don't know if that's true. I just didn't watch
yeah, not that Rogan.
The Joe Rogan Seth Rogan experience.
You shouldn't get vaccinated.
I wish I could do a Seth Rogen voice. It's just a laugh. No, I can't even do. Just got
Vickers it. Definitely yeah. can. Do you call
of course.
Him call
he's
him
so good at voices.
Yeah,
he's probably really having caviar on a fucking yo, private jet with Seth Rogen.
He's with
he's like, he's like, I can't do an impression, but here's Seth Rogen.
Sometimes Seth Rogen and Tim Dillon aren't running the same circles.
They seem
is Seth Rogen like a Democrat?
Yeah, for sure.
You think?
Yeah, 100%.
Homo.
Biden.
I think I'm turning Republican the older I get.
Turning.
My girlfriend's really making me Republican.
You're super leftist girlfriend.
Left. Yes. Yeah. Everything she says, I'm like, that's stupid.
This is good.
I disagree.
This is good.
No, we have very nice, calm conversations.
It was funny watching that Dan Schneider documentary.
Yeah, with her. She was like, this is what happens to women. I'm like, do you understand? I'm the minority in this now.
Yeah, you were like, he actually created Kenan and Kel and all that and like a bunch of really important shows. So just be careful what you say.
She's texting you. She's like, we got to talk about Scott. You can't be that passionate about Dan Schneider projects.
No, what do you mean?
No, she was like, because she wants to work in video games. She's like, what if I'm in a creative room or something like that and like men are like that to me? And I'm like, now it's like the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Because of things like this.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I want a writing job or whatever, but like, I'm not getting in that room, baby. Yeah, my head's too big. I can't fit in the
door.
Gotta
be an Indian woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stuck.
Yeah.
In the door.
In the door. Anyway, why you guys let me talk that long?
Yeah, that that line. When
that's actually, that's how I won $20 from the guy that runs trivia. I went to Cagney's on Thursday after everybody left the mooring, and I was like, well, I don't want to go home yet. And
sad.
We were talking.
I understand that.
Sad.
Well, I know people, like the people that work at Cagney's, so I was just going to hang out with them. But sometimes you just want to go. sometimes hey, you just want to go where everybody knows your name.
Where everybody hates you.
No, what? They like me. But yeah, somehow Dan Schneider got brought up, and I was like, oh yeah, he's also like the fat kid in Better Off Dead that like John Cusack blows up his mom. And he's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, it is. And he's like, I'll bet you it's not. And I was like, I'll bet you it's not. And he's like, how much? And I was like, 100. He's like, well, I'm not doing 100. I was like, fine, 20. And then I was right, and I was like,
yeah,
he was like very reluctant to pay me.
Reluctant.
Yeah. Reluctant.
You fucking idiot,
dude. There's trying to look up.
You look up the wrong one.
There's 10,000 Dan Snyder.
It's Schneider, not Snyder.
Schneider,
like the Jewish spelling.
He's so fat and horrible.
He is. They have the most unflattering pictures imaginable of him.
They couldn't make it look worse.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I love them in like episodes though. That was another thing I was saying. I was like, the bits where they complain, they're like, oh, they made like Amanda act like he's a big time producer and blah blah blah. Yeah. And all these I'm like, that was a funny bit.
Also, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. Oh, it's yeah, this guy, dude.
Doing that,
yeah. This guy is a rascal.
No doubt.
I sound
no
like I'm going back to Dan Schneider. I just love Nickelodeon.
No, yeah, me too.
Yeah, course. I also don't know. Most of those shows are fucking dog shit.
What?
Whoa.
What, were you, a Disney Channel kid?
No, I liked those shows when I was a kid, but I like tried to watch all that like years back, and I was like, oh, this is like comedy for retarded brains.
Well, I'm a baby. Perfect. Baby boy.
Dude, I thought it was awesome. Dude, Repairman? He says his name a bunch of times afterwards.
I'm Repairman, man.
Cut. I mean, it's literally yeah, like...
Familiar.
Beautiful.
It's SNL for baby brains.
I'm Detective Dan.
Remember when Kenan Thompson does the thing with all the chocolate?
I can't be sure.
No.
Chocolate.
He cooks
SpongeBob.
He's
also
on a cooking show, and
oh, that sounds familiar. I most remember Pepe Le Pew, and then he had the guy that like had shit in his pants. not shit, but like Pepe Le Pew.
What was it?
When
Pierre Escargot.
Yeah, Pierre Escargot. And then but he also was the guy that had like everything in his pants, and then like one time there was a new kid in class that also had big pants, and they were like doing like a one up, like who has the crazier thing in their pants.
I got the bigger pants than you. I can't.
And he pulls like Abraham Lincoln out of his pants.
Dude, my dreams and all that are like this, and I don't know what's all that and what's my dreams.
Holy shit.
The Venn diagram, they just overlap.
There's so much overlap.
Pierre Escargot, that's hilarious.
Is that Kenan? Yeah.
He's in the bathroom. He makes French noises. He's like, we don't need the tambour. It's, like, it's like, my foot is on fire. It's like, that's what he said in French. Yeah.
That's sick.
That's unbelievable.
Kenan made it out of there. He's not in no documentary.
No. Fun fact about Pierre Escargot. Neil.
I have one also.
Neil Brennan. Do you have one?
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
No, you can go.
Neil Brennan.
Oh, yes.
He got to pitch something for all that, and he pitched like the Mexican version of Pierre Escargot, and they were like, nah, we don't like that. And then he watched the show like a year later, and they had Pierre Escargot. It's the exact stolen thing.
Yeah.
It's his exact idea.
But that's like,
and now I have two sandwiches.
That's like SNL. Yes. If you like, I got the writing packet to like submit to them one time, and it says,
Like, you have to sign a thing that's like, if we make a sketch that happens to be exactly like the one that you submitted and we don't hire you, like,
it's not
that was probably just like a coincidence and you cannot sue us. I'm like, okay, so you're just getting a bunch of people to write like sketches for
you.
I
think I actually also read that before.
Yeah. I was on SNL.
And Cumtown, for a little while, they kept like stealing Cumtown bits.
That's so crazy.
Like, there were like four different sketches that was like, this was on Cumtown.
This seems very specific and fucked up.
Yeah, they do like the, it was like a Cumtown bit, like if Ratatouille, if the guy was like having sex and like the rat was still under the hat while he was like fucking, like making him fuck.
Oh yeah, that just happened, didn't it?
It was like a few years ago. Yeah. But.
So no, fuck.
Pierre Escargot, stand up. Let's do it, guys.
Yes.
Let's change our style, all of us.
I'm down.
Do fake French voice and then do our bits.
I've already tried voice.
Oh, yeah.
What's Scotty's Pierre Escargot fun fact?
Oh, just, it's just funny to imagine.
Oh, funny you ask.
It's not so much a fact as it is just like a thought.
About something else.
It's fun to imagine him doing that for the first time and all the producers coming to him being like, look, you have to do that every week now. It's testing off the charts. Everybody fucking loves it so much. And that's what happened. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Is there real water in the bath? I can't remember.
No.
I don't think so.
No, I think he is. I think there is water.
He's in a raincoat.
There are bubbles.
Yeah.
No. So, yes, because you can't make bubbles.
You can just have a foam bubble.
You can't make bubbles without water.
I think there is water now that I'm thinking
about it. Did you guys ever see Leave It a Beaver?
Yes.
That, like, old one?
Yes.
Not the old one. The newer old one?
Yes.
The movie.
It's a yes is across the board from
Big
Dan.
Leave It to like, Beaver.
The one, it's the one where he climbs in a coffee cup.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember that
coffee cup? Oh my God. They used to have one.
That's all I think about.
Whoa.
That's all I think about.
Over in the financial district. Like,
and you wanted to climb in.
Yes.
That's all I think about. That's all I think about.
I wanted to be in the cup.
It's all I think about.
How big is this cup? Can we get eyes on this cup?
Who was in
my dick fell off today.
You're talking about the movie from like the late 90s or
yeah,
like
some
the,
kid's like, hey, me and this kid, there's like two bullies, like me and him are having a bet that there's not really coffee in that coffee cup. And Beaver climbs up. He's like, okay, mister.
That's all I think about. Oh, that's shit. The dad
Shooter McGavin.
Yeah.
Jinx.
So it's like a Brady Bunch thing where they made a movie in the 90s. Something of like an old show.
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
There's, I haven't seen it.
Brady Bunch movie when they find the tiki?
You guys ever see Dennis the Menace when he shoots? He accidentally puts Dennis accidentally puts the vacuum on reverse and it shoots paint that he vacuumed up over into Dennis the Menace's the guy's name,
Mr. Wilson. Wilson.
And it's on his grill and it goes onto his chicken that he cooks and he starts eating it.
Grossest chicken.
And he goes, tastes like paint.
Yes.
And she goes, I'll make us some sandwiches.
He goes, tastes like paint.
Yeah, I can't think about anything else.
Well,
yeah.
Why don't you tell me why this tastes like paint?
Yeah.
This kid's think a about real menace.
Eats the apple. The bad guy eats the apple with the knife.
That what's his name? The guy from Back to the Future? Is that
Christopher Lloyd?
Is it him?
Yeah.
That's so fucking needlessly scary.
Yeah, and the beans. I mean, yeah, he gets kidnapped by like a fucking hobo serial killer.
Yeah.
And then like what annoys him so much that he like lets him go. Is that the bit? I think so.
Yeah.
Are we talking problem child or Dennis the Menace?
I think that's the same idea, but I
Brady Bunch movie.
Dennis the Menace.
Can I say one thing about Beethoven?
Not to we were going down
not to
road.
Not to cross
and,
over.
And when Jay's done, I have a thing about Beethoven that I'd like to do.
Dude, I put on Beethoven the other day as a bit,
like this, like the Symphony Number 9, or
yeah, that's what I put on. Not a movie about an awesome big dog. The dad didn't want the dog, and they got him anyway.
That guy's a great actor.
He's Charles Grodin. Every movie for like 10 years straight, and then he just disappeared.
What's the movie where? Sorry,
he's dead now.
No, I'll tell you about Beethoven after. Go.
The movie with Martin Short.
Clifford.
That is a bad movie.
That's
Clifford.
A weird
Clifford.
Movie. Yeah. Anyway, that's goes, the same guy act, we're talking about, right?
Yeah. He goes, can you act like a real boy for 1 second? And Clifford's like, he goes, you can't even do it for a second, can you?
That's like the funniest part of the whole movie.
So I've only seen that clip.
I love Martin Short.
Dude, Beethoven, the plot of Beethoven.
I directed that movie.
Besides the fact that Charles Grodin got a big dog he didn't want.
Yeah.
Is that the reason the scientists need to get a big dog, because initially the dog escapes from a pound or whatever, a puppy store.
Mm.
Dude, they need to get a big dog because they're testing bullets on dogs' heads. That's the entire plot of the movie.
Really?
It's like, dude, we could test these exploding bullets. bullets on like a regular dog, but we won't know if it's really going to work unless it's a big dog.
Or a tree.
Or a watermelon. Dude, it's...
Nope. Dog's head.
That's all I'll say about Beethoven.
Is it the first or the second one where, like...
I only saw the first one.
The sister's, like, literally about to get, like, raped by
second,
a guy.
At least the second one. Maybe
then,
the third one.
And then the dog, like, is chained to the side of the house, yep. And it... literally pulls the whole side of the house off, and that's like the sick. Guy's like, whoa, and like falls into the
paralyzed
water, like,
forever.
He's just about to sexually assault a girl, and then like the dog ripped the whole fucking half of the house off.
He's like, boof, stop.
Like, who's writing these fucking movies?
Charles Grodin almost fucks the dog in the first one.
What?
He thinks it's the wife, yeah. And she's licking, he can't tell the difference between a St. Bernard's tongue and his wife's tongue. And he goes, baby, you're doing it to me. And then he goes, a dog. It was so crazy.
Oh, my God, you're a St. Bernard.
When I was in, I think, a freshman in high school, I wrote a horror movie like that me and my friends were supposed to make called, like, I don't even fucking remember, like the something Twinkie incident, because we had a Twinkie suit and we were like, well, the killer will just be a Twinkie. It was like it's supposed to be a funny thing. But my friend was like, dude, you should like write in like, the girl's like showing us their tits. And I was like,
that's a good idea.
I was like, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Okay. I still have ink left in my pen.
But just so funny, like, because we were like, this is sick, dude. Like, maybe we can convince them to do it. And it's like, so child porn. So we would have made accidental child porn.
Says here in Act Two.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you saw this quick note, but.
Nine pages of this.
The Twinkie walks in. You guys go look at my tits. The whole thing.
I also, like, I had, like, the script. Big ambitions for what we could have.
Whoa,
for
what Twinkie says the N-word?
Well, who? I mean, you gotta say it now.
I mean, there's needless sex in literally every movie that's ever existed. Like, if
that
you watch,
doesn't really need to be a sex scene in anything.
And, okay, that's what, if you watch, let's not get crazy.
If you watch
some good, like, sex scene.
Brokeback. Probably needed.
Okay,
Flubber.
Pause.
Flubber.
Pause.
Flubber's hot.
Pause.
What?
Are you going to queue up a sex scene for us to
watch? What were you doing?
Brokeback Mountain, best sex scene. I was just making sure it was still recorded. I couldn't see
like,
it. I felt,
I need to
I was
get
like
this.
So nervous that it wasn't.
I was like, for a second, I was like, what are you going to cut out Tyler's scene, Brokeback Mountain? Put it out as your idea?
You came back and just said it again.
No, there's plenty of movies. I mean, some movies are like about sex.
Have you ever seen Blue is the Warmest Color?
That's
sex
a,
scene?
That's a good
no,
movie.
No, but that supposedly like the director of that movie like tormented those girls like with that sex scene. They were like, we're really like, not having
then?
A fun no. time. And he was like, do it
that
again.
That movie ruled.
Yeah.
Finger yourself.
Dude, if you watch
it, laugh
if
way
you
hard.
Watch that,
if you we're watch all just like, okay, I guess Dan fingered himself to that.
Dan's like, actually, I think brown is the warmest color. Hey,
yuck. If you watch the trailer for that movie Flight with Denzel Washington, it's like him landing a plane upside down, him drinking, which is like what the whole movie's about. And then there'll just be like a 2-second clip of him fucking someone. It's like, where? What?
He's a hedonist, dude. He's all over the place.
True, yeah. I guess it
did
actually
you have
does...
a Beethoven fact, or was that a bit?
No, that was a bit.
Okay. I mean,
but,
who cares?
I think I might have said it on here before, but I was dating a girl briefly, like, over the summer or something. And
said
she,
that on here for sure, yeah.
Yeah, okay. her favorite movie's Brokeback Mountain. And she was like, let's throw it on. And I was like, well, it's kind of late. The movie's long. She was like, I'll just fast forward to the good parts. Dude, as far as I know, Brokeback Movie is just a movie about two cowboys out in the woods eating beans and fucking each other in the ass. Which I'm like, bro, I know they don't have a shower. These dudes are just raw dogging each other's bean-filled booties. Like, fucking, how many farts are... spilling out like with every pump.
It's probably so hot though.
Dan's getting hard for sure.
No, I'm not.
Dan, what the hell, man?
Oh, did your dick fall off today?
I mean, every old movie like that's like, even Titanic, you're like, so she's fucking a homeless guy who toothbrushes weren't even invented yet, and they're in a tiny car. Like, you probably smelled like diarrhea.
I think you probably
I think toothbrushes were around in 1912.
Shut up, dude. Don't fucking ruin the pod.
Don't know, but we're yes, Andy.
That first guy who dies down, but we watched Titanic recently, and like, the first
great movie.
Guy, when they like close the bed, like where the guys are shoveling coal, there's one guy who doesn't get out. First guy to die on the whole ship. Sucks.
Damn.
Okay. And did you know the bad guy's hair is a wig?
Yeah, Billy Zane. Frank Zappa. I was going to say for some reason.
Frank Zappa.
I used to be amazed by the Titanic because it was more than one VHS. to watch the movie. I was like, how do they do this? Yeah, we had like a box full of VHSs that were just Titanic. I was like, this is nuts. This must be a good movie.
I remember that was like a, like, I had no desire to see Titanic. And then my friend was like, dude, there's tits. And I was like, Mom, I think we have to go see Titanic.
There are tits.
And then she tried to hit me with this. And I was like, get your fucking hands.
You grab her tit. You're like, I'm fucking getting there somehow. Hands
no, I saw lady. My I saw my mom naked once. And it was very like, I was like, why would this happen to me?
We've been doing this pod for like how many years? And we're just getting to this? Come on, tell us.
I mean, it was. Just,
you know, it was what are we working with?
Slower. Slower.
Ew, dude.
If you're going to describe Brokeback to Dan, at least describe your naked mom to me so he can even this all out. Go.
No.
All right. I'm not. Don't actually describe it. How did that happen?
I think, so like, I got home.
She took her shirt off.
No, actually, I was in the shower.
We're out to dinner.
No, I was in the shower and. I don't.
So you're naked too?
And you turned around. You're like,
no, no.
You're in here already? Whoa.
How long have you been in the shower?
Occupado.
No, no. I.
He has headphones on.
No, I got out of the shower and then I just like opened the door and for some fucking. I think she like thought she could make it from one room to the other. Like. In a sprint without getting caught, and it was just the like worst time ever. Like I was like, oh no!
Did she see that you saw?
Yeah, she screamed.
So
she was like,
ah! I'm gonna get you.
And I was like, ugh.
Oh my god!
Wait, did you have a towel on?
Yeah.
Oh damn. I wish you were running naked across the path.
Falling. I mean, nothing she hadn't seen before.
Okay, but
good logic there, actually.
I was a kid. Like,
I know
you're
seeing naked, but the tone was off.
Your mom's running one door naked. You're nothing you're another door naked. There's an Asian kid running to another door naked.
Yeah, it's Scooby Doo.
I guess this is what we do in America.
Wow.
Yeah, the Asian kid's perspective was like, yeah, the lady that houses me, one time her son chased her around the house naked while she screamed.
Okay, I would like to just remind the listeners that is not what happened.
No, no. Next thing you know, she's running down the stairs covered in butter.
I was like, hey, we got butter into this.
That's how it all started.
It's a classic story that we buttered Logan's mom's steps at her home when she fell and broke her pelvis.
Didn't she fall two times?
Did not break her pelvis. The other time was not as big of a deal though.
This isn't a big deal to me. Well, this already happened.
She was less.
Well,
injured,
she just like wasn't as fucked up.
She's okay.
She didn't have to go to the hospital that time.
We cured her with butter.
I'm assuming she's not still at the bottom of the stand.
Covered in butter.
Sorry, I gotta go shoot a sketch and do a podcast. So. I'll be back.
Your mom fell down the stairs too.
She did.
We're basically
cousins.
Yeah. My mom fell playing pickleball. I don't know.
Recently?
Yeah.
She okay?
She fell. Yeah. She like fucked up her wrist, but my dad said it was like the funniest thing he's ever seen.
My cousin fell. My cousin fell on a cruise ship. We were all playing in a cruise ship organized dodgeball tournament. It was
we all grow up rich. We know what's going on.
Yeah, it was a $300
cruise.
What, you
play dodgeball at sea?
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds wild.
Boats? Yeah. Sorry, I can't think of anything. But dude, you're in like a glass like basketball court, so the ball doesn't go over the side of the ship. Yep. Whatever. And it was me, my brother, my two cousins. One of my cousins is probably like, the kid who fell was like 20, and we were with a newlywed couple playing like, I don't know, five or six other people. And the newlywed couple obviously doesn't know us, so they're just like, oh, we'll play dodgeball with these kids. The ship just starts like watching you because it's just like there's like an announcer and stuff. Dude, my cousin went like this and like twisted his knee and started screaming. And it was, you could hear a pin drop because we were in like a fish tank basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, ah, ah, for like 10 minutes. And then he goes to my cousin, he goes, his brother, he goes, lift up my leg. And he goes, don't touch my leg, Ashley. He goes, I tore my ACL. And I go, how the fuck did you already know that?
Yeah, he's dying.
Dude, it was so...
Is a bone sticking out?
Everyone,
I think I tore something.
Everyone was just staring at him from like up above.
Was it something serious?
Well, According to a Bahama MRI, he...
A Bahama MRI.
You're all good, man.
Yeah. He,
smoked some of this month.
He tore his ACL, and then when we got off the ship, and we were waiting for him for another hour, and his sister came out, and she goes, he fell again.
Sorry, 1 second. Did you just call people Bahamians. From the Bahamas Bahamians?
Bahamians.
They're not Bahamians.
Bahamanians.
Bahamanians.
You could probably have
Bahamian brothers.
You probably have a Bahamian... Bahamian
rap.
Sure, I don't know what they're called, Bahamian? But I don't think we're even close.
It's Bahamian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bahamian.
I spent a lot of time.
Steady.
You just
made me think. We.
I love middle finger bits.
They did.
Hold on.
Just
in high school. In high school, they had a dodgeball tournament, and everybody could make teams, but like they had the teachers make teams. And then the Braintree Police Department had a team.
Yeah.
And they like tried to intentionally pair things. So it was like there was an alternatives team. So it was like all the kids that like were constantly dealing with the cops versus the cops.
This is like Longest Yard.
Yeah, kind of. And so the fucking, you know, the alternatives kids come out and like all the kids are like, yeah. And then the cops came out. Everybody's like, fucking boo, fuck you. And then the alternatives kids fucking smoked the cops. It was
sick. That's
sick.
Think they let them win?
Let the cops win?
No, this guy's got a gun.
You think the cops let the kids win?
No. The cops were like, they were throwing like psychos.
Well, stand your ground laws, dude.
The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me in my entire, one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me is I was a senior in high school and there was a pep rally and it was every game's rigged for the seniors to win.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I had to win like the beginning of the game, but then at the end, a teacher that it was me and a teacher left, and he was supposed to take a microphone and like taunt me. And when he wasn't looking, it was rigged for me to run up to this man and just throw a ball at him from a foot away. And I ran as fast as I could and missed him. And people just kept trying to give me a ball so I could hit. But then he was like, fuck it. If you miss me, I'm going to hit you. And I lost in front of the entire school. I had to hit him from where it's right work, here. Man. And I missed. I threw it like around his head.
Fuck.
I was too amped up. I wanted to look sick, and I didn't.
Sick at all, yeah. Wait, so did you guys lose?
Yeah.
You, Jason? Okay.
But then at the end, they were like, seniors win anyway. And I was like, that's not true.
That's embarrassing.
I lost.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Try to let the special kid get a touchdown. He fumbles the ball. Yeah,
Bianca's like, I think we should take a break.
Seriously. I don't even know if we were talking then. And I was like, this isn't going to help my cause.
My cause.
This isn't going to help.
Once I smash that guy with the ball, Bianca will definitely be all mine.
Yeah, you could tell it looked so sick when I was running, and I was like, this is going to be easy. Yeah, and I fucking didn't do it. I shouldn't be on the podcast again this quickly. Two dodgeball flop stories.
Wait, you guys talk dodgeball as them?
No, I already told a dodgeball story today. Oh, well.
Wait, what?
I like bombardment. That was a heck of a game.
That there's no line, right? It's every.
There is a line.
Oh, for a second, I was like, "Are you trying to say badminton?"
It's Bahamian.
Bombardment.
I don't know what bombardment.
Is that a game?
Because I'll talk Dr. Spy.
Dr. Spy was sick.
Yeah.
It was like Dr. Spy. It was adjacent to Dr. Spy. Tell me what Dr. Spy is.
That's adjacent.
There he is. I'm Dr. Spy.
Bingo.
It's Dr. Spy was basically dodgeball, but one person was a doctor on each team, so they could like pick you back up and you could be back in the game, and then somebody could be a spy and they could like cross to the other side.
Yeah, we played it at
your finger
in
someone's
and if you have to kill the doctor, right? Or kill everyone.
Yeah, but you want to get the doctor out because then everybody's fucked after that.
Did you guys lose recess a lot at school?
Lose?
Like, what do you mean?
What?
Never.
They took it away.
Get taken away?
I got my recess taken away every single day.
What?
Yeah. Which I found out now is child abuse. My Bianca's sister works in a school. She's like, second graders are not allowed to lose their recess every day. I would have in the parking lot, they'd obviously be parking. We just, like, our recess was just in a parking lot. And there was, like the lines where you're supposed to park, and I had to stand on the same line. And if a kid came over to me, I'd fucking scream at him from my line.
Why were you getting recess?
A real calm kid.
I wouldn't stop talking. Ever.
I remember one time
you personally would
They were
get
like, Jay, no fucking recess for the rest of the week.
You get time out. So you get the privilege of recess and then get it revoked because you...
Yeah, I was allowed recess. Right wing band. They were like, no more recess for you for the rest of the week. And I was like, good.
The whole week, it seems nuts. I remember one time I got in big trouble because me and my friends were super cool. And instead of playing like sports and shit during recess, we were we were over in the corner, like playing like James Bond and stuff, just with like finger guns.
That is sick.
And one of the recess monitors like was like, no more like, no more finger guns. Like I can't like allow kids to be like doing pretend violence. And I was like, okay, what about a
shut up, lady?
And I said, what about a pretend hand grenade? And she's like, go to the office. And I was like, fucking what? Dude?
Fine. I will.
We played kickball every recess. There was a park like 100 yards away, and we weren't allowed on it. Like
that's a tease.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, we all ran out the first day at elementary school, and they were like, no.
We had no like playground.
Play the field.
We had no playground, but a bunch of other schools in Weymouth have playgrounds, and I was like furious about that.
I love a playground.
We had like a,
we still do.
Like a field, a basketball court, and a four-square thing.
We had a basketball court. We had a field. We had a big old field.
And there was also scary dogs that would always be like very mad that recess was going on.
Yeah. I feel like that was every school that always have something going on where they'd be like, we can't go out to the thing, so we're just going to hang out in the gym and like fucking do nothing, basically. Yeah.
Did you guys ever fall for this? And it, I, shamefully, I fell for it twice. But one time I thought it was my
penis
friend.
Fell off this morning.
No, in fifth grade, I remember somebody was like, I wish I could remember who asked me, but they were like, Logan, who do you have like a crush on? And I was like, oh, fucking, you know, Janelle Jackson, dude. And they were like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah. And then they just immediately walked over and they're like, you have a, Logan has a crush on you. I was like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was the second time? Second time. That's crazy you got hit with that twice.
I know. Well, second time was like a kid that I thought was my friend. And he was like, who do you think like the hottest girl like in school is? And I was like
hold
fucking,
on a second.
Fucking like help. Hillary Larson, obviously. And then,
his real names.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'll tell you. And then in like 10th grade maybe or 9th grade, I don't know, it was before I went down to alternatives, I was in a math class with the girl Janelle Jackson from fifth grade, and she was like, Logan, do you remember when you had a crush on me in fifth grade? No, I was just like, no, I don't remember that.
What's alternatives?
No,
it's for dumbasses.
No, it's for like it's the, for the, special the behavioral needs like kid. It's like the kids are.
So what happens?
They
you're
just,
in a regular school with your friends.
Yeah, but we're like in the we're on the first floor. You just have like isolated classes. They just kind of like. It's to help you graduate. I was down there because I was just like late so much to school that they were like, well, you're going to have to figure this out.
Yeah, sure.
I swear to God, I literally was like the fucking honors student down there.
I have to figure out how to get to school again.
This is confusing as fuck.
Well, no, they pun it like you, they literally had like a thing called the freezer. There was a level there's a level
like
system.
Like a Matilda.
Yeah,
kind
of.
It's like solitary confinement. Like, you're just by yourself all day. If you were like on the lowest level, you had to like get voted up. But you start on four.
This is jail. This is what jail.
Yeah.
No, but like most, I never went to the freezer. I was always a good boy.
This sounds like a saw trap.
No, but dude, it was
the
sick.
Freezer.
Yeah, got out at noon every Friday. Like went on field trips usually. On Fridays until
jail.
Scared straight. Yeah.
We did do a scared straight.
Were you scared?
No, he's still gay.
Were you straight?
One singular moment was scary where like a guy kind of threatened like to rape all of us, but other than that,
alternative was for smart kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I was just late.
And they took us all around the jail and like showed us like the whole jail, and then they did like a thing where.
Guy pretends to rape you all.
No, they sat us all in a circle with like convicts that had offered to like talk to the kids, and they would like one by one like tell you like what they did to get themselves Jesus. There. And dude, this is so fucking gay. There was a guy who I guess there's
a guy fucked me in the ass.
No, there was a guy who I guess he was like a rapper, and he was like booked to open for 50 Cent like in. Like the fucking I don't know the in like Puerto Rico or something like I don't know.
So, I was not expecting that.
Like somebody
tore his leg playing dodgeball.
Middle East.
No, but so his friend was like all fucked up on heroin, and he like asked him to go get something in his car, and then the guy fell asleep on the heroin, woke up, saw his car was gone, reported it stolen, and then they arrested this guy for stealing the car, and then the guy couldn't. say like oopsies because he was like I'm on heroin. Yeah. So that guy just had to go to jail for Grand Theft Auto, and then he didn't get to open for 50 Cent. But
I don't think he was opening for 50 Cent. I feel
like all these people are just making up stories to do community service.
I don't know, but
why would you tell the truth to all these kids?
Well, some of them were just like, I killed two people drunk driving or like whatever. But this guy, the 50 Cent guy, at the end, he goes, he handed out everybody a little piece of paper. And he was like, I want you to write down.
Yes
I want
to know.
Follow me on Insta. Follow me on
TikTok. It's my SoundCloud.
But he was like, I want you to like write down like your goals and your dreams like on that piece of paper. And then he put a trash bucket in the middle of the room. He's like, all right, everybody, I want you to try and make a basket with the dream. And so, like, everybody crumpled up the paper and, like, tried to throw it into the trash.
This is how you make a basket.
No, he literally went, do you see how easy it is to throw away your dreams?
Some guys like, my dream like, is to play. Yeah. Some guys like, my dream is to play basketball. I just drilled that shot.
Yeah, I had a very normal high school career. No one ever threatened to rape me or any of this nonsense. Well, maybe they did. I can't really remember.
One guy was like,
blacked out a bunch of memories from high school.
One guy pulled out his rap sheet and like another held rapper, it here and he like let I'm it. On fire. He let it hit the floor bad. And like unravel because he'd been arrested so many.
There's
times.
No way that's how they do the paper.
They have like a stapler. Like, oh fuck, this guy has so much. Oh, we only have our parchment left.
But then
papyrus.
Grab your quill.
But that guy, like, he asked a girl, like, what do you think? Like, what'd you think of the jail? And she's like, I don't know. It doesn't seem so bad. Oh, and she said, it ain't so bad. And he goes, it ain't so bad. It ain't so bad. I don't get to have shoelaces because they're afraid I'm going to fucking kill somebody with them. But it ain't so bad. I don't have money in my canteen because everybody I loved I've alienated. Like, but it ain't so bad. And just like, he, like, worked himself up. Like, he's just getting more mad.
I don't want to be in jail anymore.
We were all like, can you guys, like, tell him to chill? What the fuck's going on?
Someone get the muzzle.
I would cry within the first 2 minutes of jail.
Oh, I oh, no, wouldn't no. even. I'd kill myself on the bus.
I wouldn't kill myself. Yeah. I would kill myself.
I'd put my head
crying.
Right under the tire of the bus. Yeah.
Like, getting roasted on the bus on the way to jail. It's like, what the? I can't do this.
This smells weird. Dead.
I mean, this was Dedham Correctional Facility, so there's nobody. I don't think they, like, people that have, like, murdered and shit. Like, I don't think, it's not like a maximum security or, like, a federal prison. It's kind of for, like, crimes and misdemeanors.
Well,
yeah, like,
it'd be funny if you had to get raped by two people because you're OCD.
So I got raped by two people.
Yeah, man, it wouldn't be funny.
I'll be honest. The one would be unpleasant.
Yeah.
Two would also be unpleasant, but I'd be like,
but you have to do everything in two.
My mom's not going to die.
Yeah, my mom won't die at least when I'm not in jail because that second guy. I told you, I've dislocated my arm 3 times, like, and it's the worst pain I've ever been in. They have to put it back in for me at the hospital. It's usually out for like 3 hours, and it's come out 3 times, and it's not. I want it to come out 4 times.
You need
so
it for
bad.
4 hours, yeah.
Yeah, it sucks so bad. No, just 3 times it's come out.
So you're fine with the 3 hours.
Oh, you're
yeah,
saying
that's okay.
Okay.
It needs to come out again.
It needs to come out again.
You want us to pull your
let's
arm?
Let's do it right on the podcast.
Well, should my arm.
How bad do we want to go viral?
You might shit your
kill
pants.
Me in front of the camera.
Yeah, no, you have to pull your arm out the first time.
That was, we saw that happen to our friend. Like, we were doing a slip and slide flip cup. And
that's exactly when it would come out.
Yeah, and he first, so bad. He hit
first
the
round,
and
too,
it was
start of the
you
day.
You know what? I mean, absolute champion. He finished. He ran up and won the game for us. And then he was like, I think something's wrong with my arm. We were all like, whoa. Yeah.
It was like off of his
I
body.
When I was in the hospital bed, I could touch my own foot because it was so far out. That's it's like cool. Down to here. It hurts so bad.
Oh, also, yeah, this kid that the arm fell out, he went to urgent care, then went to the ER. They popped back in. He came back in a sling and played more beer pong with his offhand.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's cool. It does feel, stuff. It's such a weird injury because it feels like 85% fine as soon as they put it back in.
Yeah.
So it's not like you broke your arm. It's just like,
mine fell out one time when I was climbing the walls at the hospital. Don't worry.
So it doesn't work how it does in movies where you just like slam it into a wall and it's like gets back.
So they'll
into
try
place.
They,
like Mel Gibson.
Yeah, I guess like the more unstable it is, the easier it just goes back in by itself. But if it's actually like not that fucked up, it won't go back in because it's like kind of still secure. I don't know. That's what they told me.
I just like to go back to Tyler climbing the walls of the hospital. I'm just thinking of the funniest Spider-Man I could possibly imagine. Just Tyler, it like, was like, suit barely fits. He's like swinging through the
So thing. I used to do a bit. Those
eyes are just falling down.
There was everything he tries to swing, it just pulls it down.
Pulling out drop ceilings.
That's how
9/11 happens. It's funny that what really happens.
That's how 9/11 happens. He tried to like use, he tried to use both towers to swing.
Connecting the dots.
9/11 was wicked sad.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a rock wall at your elementary school?
No, we had a rope. You climb up the rope.
That seems insane. They literally had kids climb to the ceiling and ring the bell. It's like, not one time has somebody died doing this.
Yeah, John McNulty did it. No, you could have a harness where you go up a little bit at a time and then move the harness. Or you could just climb up.
Yeah.
He would climb up and then just like hang out there with like one arm off, just swinging around.
It's terrifying.
There's always one of those.
So McNulty.
I try.
So McNulty.
Cool dude.
I try to do it. I brought down the gymnasium, right, guys? I'll kill all of you.
Actually, we went to the ropes course, like at the Braintree Holbrook line.
We did that.
That
was scary as fuck.
There was this kind of slow kid who
field trip. Just military. Training.
Honestly, I got it's a team building exercise. But there was a kid who was like kind of slow, and he was like kind of a wigger. And yep, so yep, that
your,
day,
your classmates.
That day, he dressed
your peers.
He dressed in like all red. Like he wore like a red sweater with red pants and red shoes.
That's sick.
Was he also an alternative?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And he was. Oh, and, and the helmets were white, and he was. He's up on the ropes, and we're all holding it.
They got there.
he's up there. He's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And the kids all start.
Scared wigger rules.
Dude, they all start roasting him. They're like, Jellic, you look like a bottle of ketchup, dog.
Fucking no, I don't.
Yeah, I'll never forget that like insult because he did. He's all red with a white helmet. He looked like a bottle.
My cousin started to wear like velour, like sweatsuits. Like what fucking company is it? Rockaware. He started wearing Rockaware sweatsuits in like fifth grade, and he convinced me they were sick. So I was like, I need to get one. And my mom found out how much they cost from his mom. They're like $150 because it comes with the jacket, the pants, and like a visor because they all match perfectly. And my mom's like, well, I'm not spending $150. So we were my mom took me to the mall and she got me one of Kids Foot Locker, but I was already too big for Kids Foot Locker. So I had a velour suit that like went up to here and like my shins. And I was like, I'm a thug too. It's way too small.
What up, homie?
Hey, this is a large at Kids Foot Locker. I'm 5'11.
For the discount. Were you a wigger?
I wanted to be, but I couldn't fit in the clothes. You were afford the clothes.
I tried a wigger.
Yeah. No, I wasn't. My cousin was. He really stuck to it for years.
But you were like a wannabe wigger.
For one day.
Like double.
Yeah.
Like a wigger.
I had one day.
I'm going to say it a third time, and I think it's going to hit this time.
what a great audience.
My mom used to dress me in South Pole and FUBU, but yeah. I was never a wigger. I was always like a punk rock kid, as gay as that sounds.
So FUBU stands for us, by us.
Yeah. Correct.
Yes. When I was younger, someone was like, it means farmers used to beat us because it's racist.
Jesus.
I've never heard that.
I thought that until I eventually found out the wrong way that it means for us, by us.
I'm very scared what they told you Nike stood for.
Does Nike stand for something?
No, I don't think
Damon
so.
Damon John.
Yeah, from Shark Tank.
Yeah.
What?
What?
That's the guy who started FUBU.
He made FUBU.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus fuck.
They were good in
Jesus fuck.
They had good Husky clothes. That's what it was.
My favorite thing in Eastbound and Down is his fucking slow best friend's wife answers the door and she's wearing like an all purple tracksuit and he's like, the hell are you wearing? He's like, that's FUBU? It's for them, by them. You're assimilating weird, like some kind of Mexican grimace.
That show is so fucking good.
It's impossibly funny.
I wrote that show.
Ooh.
What are we at?
48.
Jody Hill.
Should we run that penis sketch one more time now that we have the setup?
Wait, we're at what?
48?
I'm going to hit the bathroom real quick.
Are we at 48 cigars? Is that what shows at the bottom now? Yeah. Where?
I'm going to put that thing in my shower. Back into it.
Dan's like, beep. Beep, beep. Oh,
yeah.
I like the act out. Stand back and in. I like how we're all hunched over, dude. Like we're about to huddle. And
I'm sleepy.
I'm very sleepy.
Tired.
I know I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight.
How do you sleep with a lady?
I got the biggest bed they make.
Is it a California king? Or just
I don't know.
Regular,
I think it's Idaho.
It's Idaho.
We sleep butt to butt. It's a big thing.
Really? Yeah, Bianca's on the couch. She's just bragging about the bed.
We go butts to butts.
Oh, I love to spoon, dude.
I'm a big spooner.
She bends weird, and I'm like, I don't know where the fuck your head is.
Yeah, no, I want a woman in the other room. I don't even want to sleep anywhere near them.
Our bed is huge.
No homo. Weird.
One time me and Tyler had to share a bed, and you spooned me. But
I've never shared a bed with you, and I never
would. I bet you guys were warm.
He's lying. I've never shared a bed with him. He's making it up, but he's telling. He's telling.
I feel like I could last really long because my body temperature.
Interesting. What do you mean by that?
Because like a lot of what they get is like it rains. Even if it's hot climate, they mm-hmm. rains in the environment, and then they get hypothermia mm-hmm. from being naked in the rain.
But
I feel like
afraid
with the amount of body fat I have and like body heat that I give off, I would not get hypothermia as quick.
So you think I would be fine? Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We would be great as a team.
Dan really. Dan like
I'm not
always
going to go to Winnebago, dude.
Why?
You try to pitch this every week.
Dan's always like supremely confident about something that he would not be able to do.
I'm in the same boat as him.
They always get bit by like 7,000 bugs, and that is like the number one thing. I'm
on
like
my
that, pee-pee, right
dude?
There.
No
I'd
thanks.
Yeah. If I had clothes, I could do it easily. That's my opinion.
They
you're
always
just afraid.
End up getting like a not a satchel. You call it
like a sash,
little, yeah.
Like what? Like a caveman.
Where do they get it?
They just like make it out of big leaves.
Check this out. What do cavemen wear?
What are they called?
You keep talking. Loincloth.
Loincloth. Yeah, sort of a loincloth situation.
Smock-like garments made from the skin of animals. Smock-like garments.
Not smock.
Whatever.
Uh-oh.
Interesting. There are some lapses on this episode.
Big reveal.
You sneaky. You don't knock anything over, all right? You don't knock anything. You're gonna ruin the pot.
Great work, Sammy.
Hey, pop squats. Guys in the bathroom. Okay.
I know you're podcasting too.
Oh my god, we're doubling up. Yeah. Check it out.
You're gonna have to edit it out.
Why?
Why?
Want to get pulled from YouTube?
It's a sex toy.
Can I have any other
one? What do you mean by that?
Can I have? No, I call dibs.
What? No, I mean it's
please no
mine.
One put this dildo inside of them.
I'm going to put it above my bed.
No one made that promise right there. No one said anything.
Yeah, Jay, so you're freaked out by this thing, right?
I realized immediately that was a poor choice.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You don't like this dildo thing, right? These two are wildly comfortable.
Excuse me. If it was green or something, I would like it.
It's too big, right?
Yeah, but it had to look real for the sketch.
No, I agree. I'm not saying that it shouldn't have bought it.
$10? Really? Yeah.
How much is the rest of the guy? What's your resale value at right now?
Like a pocket pussy? We've gone over this a handful of times.
No.
I haven't. No.
No.
Never had the pleasure.
I've viewed some women as one in my past, but
that's
never.
Fucked up, man.
What are you doing?
That number I
okay mystery number. We started the episode with it.
It said hi.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't have this number. Who's this? Oh yeah, it's a bot. I'm Julia. You want to grab a cup of coffee sometime?
The penis.
No, like, Julia, you're hideous.
You're holding the dick like a cigarette. It's like in between you. It's casual.
Julia.
Oh, no, Julia. You are not pretty enough to take me out for coffee.
It's Pierre Escargot.
Yeah. And the S is for sex.
Sex, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I mean, we don't have to do an hour.
Yeah,
I think we should start over.
Nah, I'm done. April 18th, baby.
April 18th. Wow.
J418.
At J Martin Comedy.
At J Martin Comedy. Two Sandwich Man himself.
The two
get
sandwich
on there
man.
And tell him he
did
looks.
Did you do my tattoo?
Yeah. No.
Two sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting it.
Are you really getting the two sandwiches?
No, I really hope not.
You just wake up.
I think we can easily
like,
get you to
I
do.
Really
that
hope I didn't
three,
get
that.
That
would
tattoo.
Be 3 days before I'm dead. I guess you'll never see. If you see me once with that, 3 days later, I'll be done.
I do not like this thing one bit.
I don't.
Wow, even, that thing's.
You know what they didn't like? I don't think. Did I say this on
you're
the podcast?
You're really grabbing it.
When we got it, I was like, it was like the fucking. It was like the mask from Spider, like the Green Goblin mask, just looking at me like, you want to put me in your butt? I was like, no, I don't. Stop talking to
That's
me.
That's a sketch. What are we doing?
Don't, this is weird. Let it go. Yeah. You let it go.
What a
it
nice moment already. You guys are having over there.
No, you hang up.
I hate everything going on right now.
Stop, it'll come.
How's it? Wait, what's going on?
Voodoo doll cum stuff.
The prophecy's coming true.
We can do a lot of stuff with that thing.
Dude, dress
hands
up.
Dude, dress you up as a devil. We got a penis. Dude, we got so much going on.
Yeah, we got a whole thing of red paint we could use.
We got a red paint and a cock.
Yeah.
Let's go to town.
Yeah, that's the boys' formula right there. Yeah.
Throw some guns
yeah,
in
no
there.
Yeah, no more guns. We're on to dicks and red paint.
Throw some guns in. Someone's gay. That's a sketch.
Boom.
Done.
Sketched.
Yeah, I got a dildo. I got blood on my hands. I'm gay. I have a gun.
It's all there.
Guys, look for it on YouTube.
You guys think the comedy studio's going to open back up?
No.
Yeah. Right?
I think it is. Yeah.
It's like a,
I gave him
$85,000.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's why I don't think it seems
you
like
get a guest
it needs
spot
so much
that, right?
more money.
Yeah, I get 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You get to bring a brick.
Yeah.
You
get to do the rules.
You opened a new club recently.
I got a password, a nice password for my money.
Yeah. I'm going to draw Rick's face on this, and it'll be Dick Jenkins.
Oh, my God. See,
that's
again,
also a sketch.
Did you write that down?
Did you hear who died recently? The guy that invented me.
We got to have
the rest of me.
We got to have Vickers do the voice. Vickers does a really good Dick Jenkins.
Should we have him and see if he'll do it?
Like that. No. Because we're trying to end this.
Is this
no,
a comic, Dick Jenkins?
I got nothing to do, really.
All right, episode number 2, starting right now.
All right.
No, I need to go to bed, Jason. Sorry.
It's 8:30.
I'm very sleepy. I had a long weekend of boozing.
So sleepy.
It's a very cute day. Picture of your two loves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a picture of...
And Bianca.
Yeah.
My car and my dog. Yeah, I'm just kidding. I love you.
A man don't need his car and his dog, man. That's all
my
he
car
needs.
Is actively falling apart as I drive it. I was leaning back, screwing something in as I was driving. I'm not exaggerating.
Man, you really got hosed by
Dan O'Brien, dude. Piece of shit. I'll fuck you.
No relation.
Yeah, we'll fuck you, Dan O'Brien.
Oh, no, he'll fuck you.
Hey, by the way, my license is suspended in New York because of my sassy email responding to a speeding ticket.
They can do that?
What'd you
just
say?
For being sassy?
I said...
He said, you guys don't have the balls to spend my license.
I said, I would like to take my... Because they want me to pay a ticket and then also do an aggressive driving class in person. And I said, I'm really injured.
Which is true.
And the fucking Red Sox are better than the Yankees.
Yeah, I said that. And I said, but I have such a good computer that if I take it online, I might feel like I'm actually there. And they said, your license is fucking suspended.
How do you rectify that?
Just never go to New York again.
Just never drive in New York again.
Yeah. I don't know. I gotta actually have to figure it out because I think they can affect my insurance and mass license. Anyway,
guys,
I can't drive. See me on the road. It's actually not allowed.
me and Candace had terrible luck car-wise while I was there. She got a parking ticket when we went to the movies. She got pulled over and got a fucking... A citation for like $150. I was like, damn.
Jesus, the Big Apple, man. The city that never sleeps. It really fuck you sometimes.
She literally took a left turn where we weren't supposed to, but
you
it looked like you were
York.
Supposed to because of the GPS.
There's no red on red in New York.
Red on red.
No, but
red
there's a
red.
Left.
Doesn't exist.
That was like, you're not supposed to go left like from this light like
put
at all.
Put the dick down. I hate
it. It's nuts.
But it looked on the GPS like that's where it wanted us to go. Where it wanted us to go. And then
it's behind his ear.
And dude, she has a fucking Indiana plate. I was like, I think you're gonna be fine. They're like, here's a $150 citation. I was like, well, that's fucked up.
Okay.
All right, 4/18, baby. April 18th, coming out to Hideout. We'll be at that's at White Bull Tavern.
Experience
we'll be doing
this.
A live podcast. Jay will probably be hanging out.
I'll probably be hanging. Let me see if I have a show.
Yeah, Metal Freak.
Jay's checking to see if he'll be there or not. Metal Freak Neo Draws. You need to be resurrected.
We hope you're there.
I'll be
please,
there.
Please be there. Jason will be there. We're all going to be hanging out. We're all going to be having fun. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Subscribe
Bye.
To us everywhere.
Wow.
Fucking check out our sketches.
Watch Good. Beethoven
fucking.
Wherever you can watch movies, dude.
Hell yeah. I'm hitting stop on this.